possible event composed and taped by Olive Whiteman. I woke up one night because of a light that was shining in my eyes. I started to blink, for I couldn't think. I was taken by surprise. Its color was green in a sickly sheen. It came through my windowpane. I began to squint because of its glint, which came from nothing mundane. I jumped out of bed. Suppose I was dead? My chariot? Could it be? I took a quick glance at my bed askance, my body still hitched to me. My wrapper I donned, my slippers put on, then stepped outside on my porch. The whole world was green from that sickly sheen, which shone like some giant torch. There was such a roar I'd not heard before. Motor hummed at a good clip. And what a strange shape, like two big soup plates, one inverted, lip to lip. I stood there amazed and stunned as I gazed. My jaw fell to its extent. Then motor went off with one little cough, and out stepped a funny gent. I shivered in fear as he did appear. Now what should he want with me? I made a move wide to step back inside. But he spoke to me gently. I knew what he said. His lips I had read, though his language wasn't mine. Yet I understood. He knew that I would. I thought that the oddest sign. Could I be asleep and dreaming this heap that was here upon my lawn? I pinched, I could feel. No, this thing was real, and it was nowhere near dawn. And then he drew close. He was no ghost, for I couldn't see through him. That light was so bright, made day of our night, so his visage wasn't dim. His hand in a glove towards me he did shove, so gingerly I shook hands. His touch was so mild, like that of a child. I expected iron bands. So what could I do but invite him to sit down with me on porch chairs? He said he must take his suit off or bake while we talked of his affairs. Permission I gave. He wasn't a knave. He seemed like a gentleman. He said from his tours he found temperatures on Earth too hot. Got a fan? So I brought out mine, plugged it in the line, and turned it on him full force. When he'd got undressed, well, I might have guessed he was just like us, of course. Except for the fact my language he lacked, an earthman he might have been. But I could discourse and fully endorse his concept, goodwill towards men. He told many things, cabbages and kings, not hardly, he talked real sense. And sometimes he'd quiz my ideas. His education was immense. A scientist he, from A clear to Z. I loved to hear them discourse. When he dressed to go, I showed it, I know, my heart was filled with remorse. But he smiled and said, please don't be misled, your astronaut soon will come. Then you may visit as prerequisite, our two orbs shall be as one. So I heaved a sigh and shook hands goodbye. But really, 'twas au revoirs. I must wait a bit till space travel's fit with passenger service to Mars.